I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. at the crossroads in my life. Standing there wondering which way should I turn. Seems like every time I turn to my right side, I find trouble, confusion, misunderstanding. I just wanna fold my arms, sit down somewhere and just moan. But then when I begin to take inventory over my life, when I turn around and look back over my life, I can see all the hills, I can see all the mountains, I can see all the valleys. God has already brought me over, and that makes me know, and that makes me know. I'm still awake,
still awake.
Anybody ever have to sometimes just still awake,
still awake?
You got problems, look like they just won't go away. You have to still awake,
still awake.
You got friends that you went all out of your way for, find out that's the same one putting all the stumbling blocks in your path away. You have to stay away. No matter how high my heels may get, or how low my balance may become, on Friday night, I promised my master, if you would just free my little soul, I'll run maybe pains in my body, but I'll still, I'll run. And the one that I thought wasn't the one, the same one was putting stumbling blocks in my pathway, but I got to run. And no matter how high my heels get, how low my balance becomes, I promise you, one Friday night, if you just free my soul,
I can't give up.
I'll run on
now.
Cause I can't
I can't
16 minutes after the hour. Good morning to you. That's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina on a beautiful, beautiful day. As we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, thank all of you so much for catching the wave. That's the Iceman. I call him the Iceman. That's Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. I can't give up now. Now, many of you, you know, on a day like the day that God has blessed you, there's no reason for you to quit now, huh? Christians don't quit. They just hang tough. So you got to hang tough, huh? You got to go through to get to an anointing from God. And, you know, when you go through some trials, when you go through some tests, then you know on the other side. Come on, somebody, huh? To God be the glory. Thank you again. I'm your host, the Anointed One. I'll be right here with you today and on a wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And for those of you, you can join us right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the very best in quartet, contemporary Christian music, and the Word of God. We are an international network where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. So jump in on our website, NFIRadio.com, or on Facebook simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can catch us simply by dialing 347-215-8049 with your mobile phone, or if you have an automobile, the year of 2014 up to today's date, you can plug us right up into your auxiliary of your stereo system in your automobile. dial that number, and you can listen to us in HD2 sound through your stereo system in your automobile. Let's get back with more great gospel music on a beautiful day as we give him the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave.
Do it for me right now, Lord. Do it for me right now, Lord.
Ever know you've done wrong, you guitar. How they gonna be playing music up there?
Grandmother don't have long to live. little girl stood there with tears in eyes. And this are the words she said to him. She said, "Doctor, I know a man. Don't worry about it." So the little girl said, "Excuse me, doctor." And the little girl went on in the room. And she looked up towards heaven way. She thought about the things her grandmama told her. That God would be a doctor for you. Not only that, she thought about what her grandmama told her. When you get sick, call on Dr. Jesus. So she laid her hands on her grandmama and began to pray. And she said, "Lord," the little girl said, "Lord, I know you're a doctor. You never lost a case. And I'm calling on you right now, 'cause I know you can work miracles." And by that time, her grandmama opened her eyes. And her grandmama said, "Thank you, Jesus." And the little girl knew right then there had been a miracle worked in her grandmama's life. I wish I had somebody to pray with me. The little girl was so happy, she ran outside. She said, "Doctor." She said, "Doctor, come here." And when the doctor walked in the room, she said, "Doctor, the Lord have worked a miracle in my grandmother's life." She said, "You know, when I told you about the man, that everything was gonna be all right." The doctor said, "What man are you talking about?" The little girl said, "I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. He can work miracles in your life." And she said, "A doctor that I'm talking about, Lord have mercy." She said, "This doctor got more medicine in the hem of his gum than all the doctors you can find. I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. And I'm going to ask you a question out there. Do you know this man, Dr. Jesus? He will work miracles, 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 miracles in your life." So little Susie was so happy. She ran outside. She looked up towards heaven way and began to thank the Lord for working a miracle in her grandmama's life. And I want to say to you out there, God will work a miracle, a miracle, a miracle in your life. All you got to do is trust in him, and he'll be a doctor for you. You that lie on your bed of affliction, don't worry about it. God will work a miracle in your life. All you got to do is trust him, and he'll make everything all right for you. All you got to do is hold on. And you don't know what to do. Take your problems to Jesus.
Jesus will. Show me the time.
It's about 10 minutes, before the top of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the late, great Mr. Willie Neil Johnson and those gospel keynotes, and we've got more like that. Look, we want to thank all of you so much for tuning in each and every week, and those of you that is a blessing, support this network, we appreciate all of you. And these awesome men and women of God that's coming forth, emptying out to bring forth the word of God that you may grow spiritually. And that's what this network is all about. We're not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. And he that winneth souls is wise. All right, again, my pleasure. Thank you so much on this beautiful morning. We've got more coming your way right here from the NFI studio, Raleigh, North Carolina. And if you're going to get out today, go out and enjoy yourself, but also be safe out there. Watch your surroundings and keep your children close by you. Want to send a shout out to Lewisburg, North Carolina. Also, Knightdale and Garner, North Carolina. Want to send a shout out to you guys and all around the world. We are an international network. Back with more great gospel music. Good morning to you. You're catching the wave.
1:8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power. Everybody clap your hands and pray.
over to the right. But we got to have your power. Ooh, I need your power.
just want to encourage you that no matter what you've been going through, no matter how long you've been going through, that everything will be all right. I want to encourage somebody that might be going through something in your life right now. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long you've been going through it. If you just learn how to lean and depend on Jesus, he said he'll lead you. He'll direct you. Trouble will be over. Trouble will be over. Everything will be all right. Come on, I dare somebody right where you are. When I was a little boy in the church, there was an old familiar hymn that I couldn't understand back then, but now that I'm all grown up, I understand what they were talking about. And the hymn writer said,
"To trust in Jesus.
All you gotta do is trust in the name of the Lord. All you gotta do is depend on His word. Everything gonna be alright. Tears so sweet. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But I'm gonna trust in the name of our God. It's in the name of our God that He'll be a strong tower. He'll be a shelter. He'll be your battle axe in the time of war. Trust in Jesus. I'm gonna trust in Jesus. Cause if I trust in Jesus,
you're tuned into Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Keep on working.
legendary Robert Blair and the fantastic Violinaires.
Said I would like to sing. And Blair was talking to me and he said, young man, he said, you get hard out here. He said, you won't be mistreated and folks won't talk about you. But he also told me to keep my hand in God's hand. He said, if you do that, the devil in hell can't harm you. All right. I can't be. Y'all want us to cut it off? I can't hear nobody. Y'all want us to cut that off? He was looking at me. He said, say, Jesus,
oh, Jesus, if you want me, oh,
to see another day.
Minutes 15 after the hour 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful, wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor and thank all of you. That's the late, great Mr. Robert Blair and those fantastic Violinaires. And I'm telling you, you know, those guys, if you had a chance to see them in concert when they were out singing and Mr. Robert Blair was alive, I'm telling you, those guys would definitely, they would turn you on. You know, you wanted to hear more. And when they got ready to walk off stage, they would holler more. They wanted more, huh? You remember those days? Well, look, it's on its way back. Look, thank you again. Want to remind you to be sure to catch the wave on our NFI television gospel broadcast. That's every Sunday. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina. Now, look, if you're listening to the music, then you want to see the videos of these artists, right? Well, you need to tune in on Sunday on our NFI television broadcast. I'll be right there hosting the show, and you can see the top gospel quartet videos around the world, the old, the new, and all just for you. Be sure to tune in this Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave. Good morning to you. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. Again, our website, nfiradio.com.
There is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ. Yes, there is a place. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ.
And I belong here.
Stay here forever.
I belong here.
There is a place for you and me. It's in the body.
Hey, and I belong.
If you believe and testify, ooh, testify.
If you believe and testify. If you believe and testify. If you believe and testify.
Satan, you lose. You lose again. Satan, you lose. You lose again. Satan, you lose. And I know that you may, because you missed a soul. You thought you had.
In a little bitty room right there in Durham, North Carolina, I would read it in Isaiah 1:18. And lo, the Spirit of Christ spake so sweetly to me. But Satan said, Jojo, just wait. You got plenty of time. But God said, come to me, my son, and my peace you will find. I couldn't wait no longer. I just couldn't sit in my seat. You see, I knew I needed his joy, and I knew I needed his peace. But Ted, he didn't stop there. He tried just one more time. But by then it was too late. I had already made up my mind.
Satan, Satan, you lose. You lose again. Satan, you lose. You lose again.
Satan, you lose,
yeah.
And I know that you're mad, because
you missed a soul you thought you had.
Now someone tonight,
yes,
may be at a crossroad, standing there wondering just which way to go. Right now you're hearing that still small voice. It's pleading with you to make the right choice. So take heed to that voice. Why? For there's no need to wait. You see, you can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow might
just be too late.
Wait. But just before you rise up, as always, Satan said, why don't you count up the cost? Still you rise up anyway, and once again,
Satan, you lose.
Oh, y'all help us sing.
Satan, you lose.
Satan, you lose. You lose again. Satan, you lose. And I know that you're mad, because
you missed a soul you thought you had.
Satan, you lose.
I wonder, can I get a good 100?
who are just happy about what the Lord has done for you. Now you gotta make a sacrifice, because I'm gonna ask you to get out of your seat. And I want you to come down here on holy ground and praise God for what he's done for you. On the count of three, I need to see 100 people move as quick as you can.
Nine thirty-two a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. And this one right here, the Clark Brothers, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Took two fish and died. have to tell the Lord.
It's in your hands.
When I don't know what to do. Oh,
it's in your hands.
Did anybody know what it feels like to have
it's
your back up against the wall? And it just don't know how you gonna make it. I don't know about you, but so many times I've had to bow down and say, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I know what it is to have to call it in the morning. And sometime at night when everybody else goes to bed, I have to bow down and say, now, Lord, I need you. Somebody need it now. Somebody need it now. If you don't mind wherever you are, just, if you would just lift up your hand and tell him, Lord, I need it. It's in your hands. I got bills I can't pay. It's in your hands. Sick in my body and don't know what to do. It's in your hands. Trouble in my way makes me cry sometimes. But I tell him,
it's in your hands.
Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I feel good. I feel like singing a little song I can move on here. Y'all mind? Can I move on this song here? And I got a friend I want to call on this song. I want y'all to make him feel welcome. He came all the way from Columbia. Y'all give my friend Brent a great big hand. Put them hands together. Come on.
We are.
My cooking with grease helped me light the fire. That's the sounds of the gospel legend that one there. Those guys, I know they're still moving forward. So those of you, if you haven't had a chance to see them, you need to check them out. All right. We are right at 15 minutes before the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, those of you, maybe you just want to send us a letter to let us know that you appreciate us, that you've been locking in and enjoying the very best in gospel music. Well, here is our mailing address here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mailing address is Now Faith International Ministry, P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27624. Again, our mailing address is Now Faith International Ministries. That's P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27624. You can write us and just put attention and to NFI, and we will definitely take that and read that and definitely send you back a response to let you know that we did receive it. We want to thank all of you again so much. It is a pleasure. After 7 years, God is continually growing the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We have some awesome pastors and preachers coming on right here every day of the week. Only Friday and Saturdays is basically all gospel music. And Mondays through Thursdays and on Sundays, we have the Word of God coming forth twice on Mondays through Thursdays and twice on Sundays. So if you haven't had a chance to tune in, you can catch them between 9:30 a.m. Monday through Thursday and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays as well, Mondays through Thursdays. And on Sundays at 10 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. Thank you again. It's my pleasure.
Oh, 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 somebody.
Turn me away.
Oh, that's all right.
You can say what you want to say. So I guess I better preach a little bit here.
Well, well.
Oh!
Ain't God good?
Won't he make a way for you?
Oh, Lord.
The song that I got through singing a few minutes ago. A lot of folk don't believe that there's a place somewhere around God's throne.
Well,
but I'm telling you, there is a place. And all up for me to preach a little bit. Y'all got to back me up. Y'all got to say yeah. You got to say yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me they got a fountain over there.
Well,
that never run dry. Is that right? But I tell you what, I'm more like about being over there where Jesus is.
Oh,
no more sickness. Lord have mercy.
Well,
Tish won't have to worry about getting sick over there. Every day will be a good day. I'll be there waiting for her. Can I get a witness?
Over there!
Over there! They don't have no diabetes.
Over there!
Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Over there!
Over there! They don't have no cancer.
Over there!
They don't have no high blood pressure.
Over there!
Down in Augusta, Georgia, I talked to a boy that used to play drum for the Swanee Quintet. He had had 9 strokes, but God still kept him here.
Well, well, ain't God good? Say yeah, ain't he good?
Not only had he had 9 strokes, but he had had an aneurysm.
Well, well.
But God is still holding him. You know what I told him? Keep on trusting in God. He's good. So I want you to put your hand together when I tell you, oh, I can't
get up as I was.
Somebody said Sunday! Somebody said Sunday! Oh, yeah!
Let me tell y'all something. On my job, just the other day, we got to talking about all the denominations that we have. We got to talking. Look, one said, I'm Baptist. One said, I'm preaching God in Christ. One said, I'm Seventh-day Adventist. One said, I'm Jehovah. Pastor, you know what I told him? I said, it don't make
promise to me
the ransom song.
You better get ready for the day, child. You know it won't be very long.
You know it won't be very long till the day finds your eyes. You know it won't be very long. I'm getting ready for that day, child. I know it won't be very, very long.
Well, it won't be very long. You know it won't be very long. You know it won't be very long. Tell all it takes.
till the battle is over, you can shout right now. Hallelujah.
Don't wait.
15 minutes before the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time there out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh's on the mighty Golden Bells, leading singer and manager, Mr. William Sanders, along with his brother, Pastor Alexander Sanders. And they've been singing for over 50-plus years, and they're still going strong today. All right, well, look, we've got more music. Want to thank all of you so much. Stay right here with us all the way up to 5 o'clock today. We're going to be continuing playing the very best in gospel music. Coming up a little later, we've got more music, and at 2 o'clock, it's 3 hours of contemporary Christian music. All right, let's get back to this great music right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, with these fine recording artists as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you so much for catching the wave this morning.
We as Christians, we as a people, period, we need a place of safety. Huh? How many of you in here could use a house of refuge tonight?
I need a house of refuge
and a place of safety.
Shelter that will stand upon a rock. Yes, yes.
I need a house of refuge and a place of safety.
Shelter that will stand upon a rock.
Everybody's running, looking for a place to hide. Look at here.
You can have your money.
I want Jesus by my side. The stock markets are falling. Bill collectors are calling.
Children won't obey.
Seems like nobody wants to pray.
I need a house of refuge
and a place of safety.
Shelter that will stand upon a rock. Yeah, yeah.
I need a house of refuge and a place of safety.
A shelter that will stand.
Look
at
him. Oh, everybody is running, looking for a place to hide. Look at him.
You can have your money,
but I want Jesus by my side. The stock markets are falling, bill collectors are calling.
Children won't obey.
When you get on the rock,
get on the rock.
What you need to do,
get on the rock.
You need to rock,
rock on the rock.
If you look around,
rock on the rock.
Somebody is rocking,
rock on the rock.
Rocking on the rock,
rock on the rock.
You can clap your hands,
rock on the rock.
Everything is all right,
rock on the rock.
Somebody wanna know,
rock on the rock.
Who my rock really is,
rock on the rock.
I wanna tell y'all tonight,
rock on the rock.
Who my rock.
Jesus
told Peter,
my rock is Jesus.
Upon that rock,
my rock is Jesus.
you don't have to worry about falling.
Get on the rock.
Good God Almighty.
Get on the rock.
I wish I had somebody.
Get on the rock.
That would get on the rock.
Get on the rock.
You know what you need to do here.
Get on the rock.
You need to look at somebody.
Get on the rock.
And you need to tell them.
Get on the rock.
When the storm comes,
you need a rock.
And the wind blows,
you need a rock.
I'm gonna stand on the rock.
You need a rock.
Do I have a witness?
You need a rock.
Good, good God Almighty.
You need
if you know you are on the rock.
You need
if you know you are on the rock.
You need
you are the cutthroat hand. And look to the Lord of you.
You need
good, good God Almighty.
You need
I gotta tell you again.
You need
who my rock is.
You need
whoa.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie, and I would love to give honor and tribute to some of gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live. We love to give flowers. But due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fallon and the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed. I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when they stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said, well, you know I'm alive. I'm like a ship that's about another one of gospel's legends. At one time he was called the Million Dollar Voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words, say, oh,
oh,
And there's another one of gospel's specialties. If I Must Say Was Loved All Over the World. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And when I think about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel, the top group of the nation. And the brother Joe Lagon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls and gave them hope when he would say these words. There's a bright star of you that know the brother Lagon, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagon right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, "None but the right." Sometimes I often hear the brother Lagon sing when he would stand behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good when he kissed the microphone and said, "Oh, I came to Jesus as I walked."